And how are our friends in Britain doing this morning?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Actually, the head of Britain's central bank issued a pretty grim forecast this morning. Mervyn King said the UK has just started on the road to recovery, and that road is going to be long and arduous. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us live from London. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So, Stephen, we know the British economy was still shrinking last quarter, unlike the U.S., but continental Europe has begun to improve. Are there no signs of life in the U.K.?
Some, yes. Mervyn King says there are tentative signs of recovery, but he's still worried about the short-term risks facing the UK. And he said he's keeping an open mind about whether he's going to continue printing more money and pumping more money into the system to stop it sliding back into a slump. In other words, keeping the financial system on life support. Many analysts had assumed that process was practically over here. Today, Dr. King said maybe not.
So his willingness to possibly pump more money into the economy, does that evoke scary government deficits there?
It is a major worry. The British deficit is among the highest in the world. The Fitch rating agency yesterday said that the UK is issuing so much government debt, the country's AAA credit rating could be in jeopardy. It could be the first major economy to lose that stamp of approval. That would be bad news for Britain. Government borrowing would be a lot more expensive.
And, you know, we talk a lot here about our dollar being anemic. How's the British pound holding up?
Pretty pasty, too. I mean, the pound fell this morning against a weak dollar. But Mervyn King is not concerned about that. He says a weak pound means cheaper British exports. That could give a boost to the British economy.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard, live from London. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
European stocks are humming along. They're up more than 1% now after some encouraging bank earnings. Asian markets were higher today after China and Japan reported signs of recovery. Yesterday, the Dow rose 20 points to 10,246. That's another yearly high point for the Dow. How can that be? How can stocks keep climbing and corporate earnings keep beating expectations and signs of recovery keep blooming when Sprint says it's cutting 2,500 jobs, Pfizer is lopping off 2,000 jobs, the video gamer Electronic Arts dropping 1,500 jobs? Those are just this week's announcements. We asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to make sense of it.
Last quarter was full of good earnings reports, and the job cuts just keep coming. Tom Higgins is chief economist at Payden & Riegel Asset Management. He says companies have slashed workforces to cut costs, but things will turn around soon.
Companies have probably laid off too many workers. Once the recovery does start getting traction, then companies will start hiring back some of these workers.
But that doesn't mean employment levels will go back to where they were, says Jack Ablin, chief investment officer for Harris Private Bank. He says the recession is winding down, but we're in a new economy.
We as a nation have spent more than we've earned consistently for nearly 10 years. We grew an economy that was just too big. Too many vacations, too many autos, too many Starbucks coffees, too many jobs, unfortunately.
Ablin points out the U.S. has lost 7.5 million jobs since the recession began. He says it could take nearly a decade for those jobs to come back. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. SunGard Availability Services operates 5 million square feet of secure data center space dedicated to keeping people and information connected. More information at sunguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Macy's reported a smaller-than-expected quarterly loss this morning. Sales picked up at Macy's Bloomingdale's stores and online. Good for Macy's, I guess. But overall, American retailers are having to compete awfully hard for shoppers. That's why when you walk into a store, you're always treated like a king, right? Not your experience? Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus has been wondering why that doesn't happen more. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I see you've brought a newspaper ad with you.
I brought a visual aid. I'll hold it up to the microphone so everyone can see it. There you go. And this is from electronics heavyweight Best Buy, which this week has launched a nationwide newspaper and television campaign not to sell flat panel TVs. Instead, what they are selling is customer satisfaction.
Why does Best Buy think this is what's going to hook the customer this season?
I think because Best Buy knows very well that customer service and customer satisfaction has become miserable throughout the retail sector. All you got to do is look out on the showroom floor and see how confused and perplexed and frustrated so many consumers are. The question then becomes, why aren't more businesses doing something about it?
With customers so reluctant to spend this year, I would have thought customer service would be at an all-time high. You got to get those few customers.
You would think most businesses would be competing aggressively across the spectrum. In fact, it's all about price. You talk to the marketing experts, and they say the American consumer right now doesn't really place customer service as highly as he or she once did. Instead, it's all about low, low, low prices. And so what we're seeing this holiday season is this massive price war that's breaking out. Look at books and DVDs among, say, Amazon, Target, and Walmart. I just bought the new Stephen King novel for less than $10 with free shipping from Target, which is extraordinary. I can't even imagine the loss they're taking. But that's not about service per se. That's about allowing an informed consumer to make a good pick. What Best Buy is trying to say is, you come in here and we'll make you happy.
Are there companies that are doing customer service right, do you think?
I think there are. For instance, people who shop at Trader Joe's tell me that all the time they have no trouble getting any help. Nordstrom's is a very good example of a retailer that really emphasizes customer service and is going to make sure that somebody is right there next to you as soon as you have a question. The thing is, of course, you'll pay for that extra level of service.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, sometimes a lack of privacy is for your own good. A French company is selling something called the Wi-Fi Body Scale, the first bathroom scale equipped with a wireless connection to send your weight and body fat information directly to your web page and iPhone. And now, the company has added another feature, Twitter capability, so you can even more easily tell the world how the diet is coming. You wanted motivation, right? This is Marketplace Morning Report. Join us online. Every week, I collapse all the week's business news into a 60-second poem. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.